That.
Okay, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Juicy Monroe.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's good to be here. Good to be here. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
What? And I am here up in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow, that is very far away. Yes. Now, Juicy, how hard is it to mother?
Well, it's freaking hard, you know? You have your ups and downs, you have your good and bad moments, but overall, it definitely is worth it in the end, obviously, because you're like molding you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can set them up for either greatness or failure. But, I mean, that's not to say, because obviously we know. Like, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, bless you. That's so cute. That is so cute. I am 32.
Oh, well, okay. And
I have 3 kids, and I just had my little girl. All my kids are 6 years apart. And I'm a single mom, right?
That's really hard, because my mom is a single mom, too, and she works 3 jobs right now.
Yeah. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have 1 brother.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah. Definitely it's hard, it's tough, it's frustrating, but it's worth it. You know, because I truly believe that I think that children pick their parents. I think this is true. I think that children pick their parents before they're even born. And it can either go one way or the other. I mean, once you get older and you have kids yourself, you'll see. Like, you'll see exactly everything that your mom was telling you. Like, I can literally, I'm 2 years old, and I can still remember being 16, remembering all the shit my mom was saying to me, and I was just like, ugh, whatever. You know what I mean? So what else you want to know?
Well, how do you handle, like, misbehavior? Are you, like, really hardcore about it?
Well, I have 2 boys and 1 little girl. I just had my little girl. I believe that with boys, you need... Well, okay, first of all, what's your race?
I'm white.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to say this, but with black people especially, I'm black. You got to put your foot in their ass with boys. I don't give a fuck. Black, white, Asian, orange, yellow. You got to put your foot and a boy's asses, because if you don't, they gonna run all over you. That's just point blank, period. And then once they get to a certain age, they gonna think that they can talk to you any old way. No, you have to install the living fear in your boy's heart, so they know that once they get bigger than you, that you're still the beast. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be able to tame that beast. You'll be the only one, probably, until he meets a female that can tame that beast inside of him. You feel me? Like, the things that, stuff that he doesn't understand, and everything that a mom caters to a little boy, you know?
Yeah, so yeah.
When I talk about misbehavior, it just depends. Like, if they talking back, you know, they know better than that. But, like, school stuff, no, I'm not playing. You know, you get things taken away, you know, old fashioned. You know, 2018, you got to take away the Wi-Fi. You got to hit them where it hurt.
Oh, yeah. Take away their phone. Throw it out the window.
Yeah. And you just, it's no book to this stuff, man. You just got to go with the flow. Really.
Okay. You go for it. Finish.
I was just going to say, don't go overboard, you know. Just have to know, like, when to listen to them. And as you become, I've been a parent for my son. My oldest son is 13.
Okay.
As you get older and you're, like, you're parenting, the more you parent, the more things come naturally. And it's just, like, you know your kids. You know when they're lying and stuff. So it just becomes easier, you know. You treat all your kids accordingly, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So sometimes my brother and I would, like, get in fights and stuff. Mm. Sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's his fault. I think my mom is pushing me more, because I'm the oldest.
Yep. And you know what? It sucks, too. I'm going to tell you this right now. especially as you get older, because it's all on you. And you know what? You gotta, but you gotta own that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta own it. Because if you don't, you know, you'll break. And you gotta be strong for her. Because like you said, she working three jobs, right?
Yeah. She's working, she's a nurse at a really good building. And she works for two bands.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I like to, I sing and rap. That's my main goal, but I'm actually going back to school this fall. I'm really proud of myself. I'm going to finish school up, so I'm gonna become a med assistant. But yeah, I get that. You gotta definitely be like not the man of the house, because that's not your role, but your role is to be like that rock to kind of make it easier on her, because you are the oldest, because you see that she works so hard, she's sacrificing all of these things, but she also doing these things and showing you guys that no matter what, it's possible, you can make it happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not like rich and stuff, but I wouldn't say that we're like, you know, poor. We're more of
she making
middle class.
She making it happen.
Yeah. And, you know, we had to sacrifice a few things. You know, we don't have cable. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of stuff, actually. We dropped cable because it's, like, too expensive. And we just got, like, you know, Sling. It's, like, $20 a month.
Yeah, what y'all got to get you a Fire Stick, bro.
Oh,
get you a young Fire Stick. Get that guy jailbroken. You feel me?
We got a Roku. I mean,
now you gotta get your Fire Stick and get a jailbroken so you can watch everything. Y'all just get everything, but just put that on. Put a pin in that.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah,
but you can substitute things. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I was gonna wonder. I forgot about it. Do you have any, like, are you allowed to tell stories?
Say it again.
Stories? Are you allowed to tell stories?
Am I allowed to tell stories?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, are your parents, like, your children are like, you know, we don't care, we're not blah, 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 you know.
Oh, like, do you want...
Like, embarrassing stories or stuff like that? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind. Like, what do you mean? Do you want
like,
me to share stuff?
Like, your kid did, like... like, your kid did, like...
Oh, my kids... Oh, hell yeah. My kid's bad as hell. My son, Delonte, be doing crazy shit. He just off the meter. Like, you know, he does boy things. Like, okay, great story. My son is so smart. When he was, like, 4 years old, he got up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and went in his little piggy bank, got him some change, put on his brother coat, shoes, coat, pants, all that, honey, and walked across the street to BP and was trying to get him a bag of chips or some candy at 5 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and my baby was gone. I was like, what the hell, Donnell, where's your brother? Then I was going crazy. So my landlord ended up calling me. Right? Telling me that my baby is across the street at the store trying to get some stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. At 5 in the morning.
You don't do that. That's stupid.
He's so grown.
Yeah.
And then.
But, like, how old was he at the time?
4.
He left the apartment at 4.
At 4. He's 7. He's something else. But you know what? He's a great football player. He likes to dance. Very outgoing, very smart. My oldest son, he draws. He plays the saxophone.
I used to play the saxophone for about a few months.
He's happy. Yeah. It seems like he likes it. He's enjoying it. He's a great big brother. He helps me around the house. You know, he does his job. If he lacks in certain things, of course, I just tell him that he picks on up. You know, he does his part.
Yeah. You know, and my brother, he's a football player too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can tell he doesn't like being called some names.
Uh-huh.
And so if I say that name, he'll like go crazy about it. He's like, "Don't call me that name," and
What, a
stuff like
football
that. Well, yeah, he's a football player.
He
You know,
doesn't
I don't
call
care.
the football player?
Oh, he is a football player.
But he doesn't want to be called the football player?
No, he doesn't like being called names. I'm not gonna say it because if he like watches, he's just like, "How dare you say that?" I don't want to start stuff like
Right.
that again.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's really easy to start a fight with him.
You know what?
And then he'll pretend to like brush it off.
How old
You
is
know?
he?
He's 14.
Okay, so look, you know that. You got to think about it like this. When you was 14, you was just getting into your groove. All he doing is really just trying to find his vibe, and a lot of shit irritate him because he got all hormones racing through him. He growing little armpit hairs, little pubic hairs. He got a little mustache. Probably ain't no telling what he got going on. He probably get like girls or whatever his preference is, you know, honey, because it's 2008. You just never know.
Well, yeah, he's straight.
Okay. So he, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot going on, and you his big brother. So my boys constantly, okay, my boys have the same birthday. They were born March 1st, 6 years apart, but they day and night. They argue like cats and dogs. It's horrible.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna tell you one thing though. It's normal for siblings to fight. You shouldn't really intervene that much
I don't.
into it.
I don't. That, and when
Okay.
they come back and when they're like trying to tell on each other, I don't even want to hear that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're gonna like I love my mom, but that's like one of the few things that I don't like about her is that she tries to stop the fighting. You know, she's a great mom. I love her so much.
He said, let me get him. You know what,
You
though?
know,
I
because
agree. She gotta let y'all be boys. She gotta let y'all be boys because boys will be boys. And if she don't let y'all get it out, see, this is the thing. She don't let I'll let them go at it. Like, seriously, I let them do what they do. But as long if us I don't see it, like it's brother fights. But if it starts getting serious, you know, and I start feeling
Like one time he threw a trash can at me.
huh?
He threw a trash can at me one time.
Oh, see, yeah, you know, you guys, it's just grow out of it. As long as y'all know that can't nobody else do that to y'all. You feel me? Like, can't nobody else do that. Like, if somebody, let's just say y'all arguing, fighting, and some getting y'all business. No, just mind your business. This between us. You feel me? So that's fine.
Yeah.